Hey, yo, the Deej.
Yeah?
Did you finish your homework?
Yes.
Did you do your chores?
Yes.
Even the dog poo?
Yes.
Do you want to watch a movie?
Sure. What are we watching?
On the 23rd day of the month of September, in an early year of a decade not too long before our own, the human race suddenly encountered a deadly threat to its very existence. And this terrifying enemy surfaced, as such enemies often do, in the seemingly most innocent and unlikely of places.
Been a long time she left you without a dope beat to step to, step to, step
yeah,
to,
this
step
is kind
to,
of deserved.
Step to,
we're
step
very
to.
Sorry.
Ricka, 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 been a long time. No?
No, we should apologize. We did this to apologize. Come on.
This is true. Yeah, sorry guys for the delay. Needless to say, there has been some interesting things that are going on over here in the household. Number one, I don't know if you saw from the Instagram post, but I actually got a new job working for Austin FC.
Woohoo!
Our first pro team in the MLS, and I could not be happier, y'all. Super stoked about that.
And then the next day?
And then the very next day after getting that news, our internet goes completely out of the house, y'all. We didn't have internet in the house until Monday night when I posted that last post. Which has just been absolutely crazy. So once again, y'all, we absolutely apologize for our delay. And we, quite frankly, knock on wood, don't foresee any more delay in the future.
We really hope not.
Fingers crossed. Anyway, but guys, welcome back to Movies My Dad Made Me Watch, episode
9.
And what movie are we covering today?
Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors. Oh, man, this movie is so good, dude. Your second time watching the movie ever.
Second ever. Should I say that again?
Sure.
I tried to do the rewind.
Is your little rewind noise? I was just like, second time
ever.
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 Oh man, that's right. Little Shop of Horrors, man. This movie was super cool. Another musical.
Yes. And it's actually pretty decent. It's amazing.
I was about to say, like, your definition of... We need some better exclamations out of here, my guy. Okay? Because this movie is fan-freaking-tastic, okay? Everything from players to the flipping soundtrack, probably up there, what, top 10, maybe top 15 greatest musical soundtracks of all time?
Okay, can I say something?
Sure.
Rick Moranis can sing a lot better than you think he would.
I had the same thought. Definitely not the greatest singer out of everyone.
Out of this movie? Oh, heck no. That's Audrey.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. Ellen Green is the actor's name. Mm-hmm. I think it was Ellen Green. Yeah, Ellen Green, who I believe actually played Audrey in the Broadway musical as well. Off-Broadway, one of the two. Anyway, yeah, so it's like she kind of reprised her role. I absolutely, her and Levi Stubbs were the best thing. And anyway, we're kind of already going into it. Anyway, so we'll just jump right into the business side of things.
May or may not be very interesting, okay, but I'm still going to be my regular self.
I swear, I get some love, and then I get some hate, and then I get some confusion. It's always going to happen, so dang it, stick to one side of the story, okay, man? Anyway, since I was so rudely interrupted.
All right, we should get on, man. Let's go.
Oh, man. The movie was released in December of 1986.
You were 7.
I was 7. I was 7, yeah. It was directed by Frank Oz. As we had mentioned in the last pod, although it was about 15 years ago since that one came out, this is the first project for Frank Oz away from Jim Henson. The screenplay was written by Howard Ashman. Mr. Ashman was a master of his craft as well. He created songs for Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, and Aladdin. Unfortunately, we lost him way too soon. He passed in 1991 at the age of 40, which is, yeah.
Wait, some of those movies were made, maybe he did them right before.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin came in the early 90s, but after 91.
I think he had, this kind of bank of music that they were able to pull from him. I did a little bit of research on him. He, unfortunately, passed away. I want to say it was complications, with HIV, AIDS. Don't quote me on that. I should have done better research. But anyway, we lost him at the age of 40. The score was done by Miles Goodman. He worked a lot with Frank Oz, actually. The songs were made by Alan Menken. Mr. Menken and Mr. Ashman became a bit of a dynamic duo working together. Menken would help Ashman write on Mermaid, Beauty, and Aladdin. And they were essential in that kind of rise of the Disney Renaissance in that late 80s, kind of early 90s range.
Well, and we all know how that was.
Oh, my gosh.
Especially coming after, because you had the Golden Age, you had the Bronze Age, and then you had the Dark Age, which is when all the movies started getting really horrible in quality.
I don't know what you're talking. What are you talking about?
I'm a bit of a Disney nerd. I'll let you know that.
All right. Fair enough. There we go. Howard Ashman and Alan Menken debuted this project as an off-Broadway play in 1982. They got the idea from the 1960 film of the same name.
Which we might actually have to watch that.
I think it's actually on Amazon Prime, for free.
Yeah, you can watch it. The in-color version.
Oh, really? They got I think we should check it out.
The in-color version, yes.
Whatever, dude. We can watch the black and white one. It's probably just as good. Anyhow, the movie starred Rick Moranis as Seymour.
Woohoo!
Ellen Green as Audrey. Vincent Gardenia as Mr. Mushnick. You had Steve Martin as Oren. Levi Stubbs.
Yeah, the man.
As Audrey too. Tashina Arnold, Tisha Campbell, and Michelle Weeks were the Greek chorus, which was your three ladies that, mm-hmm. Were the...
I see what you're referencing there with the quote-unquote Greek chorus.
Oh, what do you think I'm referencing to? Well, Hercules came after, so I guess Hercules would be probably referencing them, but I see where you're going with that. Very clever.
Very clever. Thank you.
Sheena Arnold and Tisha Campbell actually went on to work together later on in a sitcom called Martin, starring Martin Lawrence. And let me tell you, one of the best sitcoms to ever come out back in the day. I mean, I still pull lines from that comedy or that sitcom to this day. Absolutely influential. We have some fantastic cameos in this movie as well. Okay, go ahead.
What I'll were name you gonna say? Out
two. All right, yeah, go for it.
Well, I can name out one right off the top of my head. Okay. John Candy.
Oh,
woo-hoo!
Dude, can we talk? Well, I think we'll talk about it a little bit more as we go into.
When I do the importance of things.
Every freaking time, ladies and gentlemen. Every time. John Candy, fantastic. We had Jim Belushi, who was the salesman the end. Christopher Guest, who was the gentleman that came in when they first displayed Audrey 2. Bill Murray, who... we know who
SNL.
That crazy son
SNL.
Of a gun is. Yeah, exactly. Just a brilliant, brilliant comedic actor. Pardon me. And I think that's it, right? Or do I? No, I have some more information. Bear with me here.
Well,
here we go. I meant to tell you this. Operating the plant went from just one person to around 60 when Audrey 2 was at its largest. So 60 puppeteers working at one time on that puppet. It's just fantastic. Go ahead.
Actually, I'd like to add something. So, yeah. You know the Audrey 2 monster, right?
Yeah.
I've told you about Biollante before, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, guess what? That monster was based on Audrey 2. Everything
Biollante was?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, in the 1989 Heisei film, I want to say.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah.
It was seriously based off of her?
Well, it was part plant. It was part Rose. It was part Rose, part human, and part Godzilla.
That's really cool, man.
I'd have to watch the movie to get all the information, though. I don't know too much.
Have you seen the Biollante movie? Did it come into your collection with Godzilla?
No, the ones I have are all from the Showa era, which are all the really goofy ones.
Oh, right on. Anyway, we're kind of derailing from the movie. The budget for the film was $25 million. It made $39 million in the box office, which the studio considered it an underperformer. I mean, it made its money back, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it, however, went, when it went to VHS and or Betamax, it became even a bigger hit. Like, what's, you know, basically, yeah, the DVD or the VHS at the time. You know, you were playing it constantly.
Betamax is better.
You know what? Betamax was better. That's, it's interesting that you say that, because Betamax was better than VHS. However, I don't remember why VHS ended up doing better than Betamax. Like, Betamax cassette was bigger. Maybe it had something to do with that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I remember having two movies when I was younger, even younger than your age, on Betamax. I had Breakfast Club, which nice. Is, I mean, still one of my favorite movies of all time.
We might have to do that movie later.
Oh, I freaking love that movie so much. And Dirty Dancing, which is another good film. But I had those two movies. My sister watched Dirty Dancing, and I watched The Breakfast Club. Anyway, the film was nominated for two Oscars. Best Visual Effects and Best Original Song, which was the Mean Green Mother from Outer Space, which is such a fantastic song. The song was the first by the Academy to be nominated with a swear word and to be sung by a villain.
So really? that was pretty cool. The first to be nominated with a swear word in it?
Yeah, yeah. You don't, well, I know you remember the swear word. Anyway,
well,
we're not going to talk.
Do.
We're not going to talk about it on the pod. Let's see. Both categories were lost, though. Aliens won. Aliens won for visual.
What's Aliens?
Oh, Aliens was the sequel to the movie Alien.
Is that the one with the xenomorph creatures?
Yes, that's
okay.
Exactly right.
I haven't seen any of
no,
those.
No, you haven't. But we'll watch that. We'll probably have to wait maybe another year or so. But those movies are absolutely fantastic. And then the best original song went to freaking Take My Breath Away from Top Gun. Take my breath away.
I
definitely think, like,
yeah,
Little
song,
Shop of Horrors, or excuse me, Mean Green should have won, because that was a better song for sure. But, I mean, whatever. It was a big kind of climactic thing in Top Gun. Have we watched Top Gun yet? I don't think I've shown you Top Gun. Okay, that's going to be one that we might have to carry too. There is a part that we're going to have to shield your eyes from, which is just really ridiculous and has nothing to do with the movie at all. But anyway, I digress. there is rumors, my son.
Please tell me there's not going to be a remake.
There might be a remake.
Yes, they better bring back now, Rick Moranis to play the shop dude.
I don't know. No. As of right now, no. I don't think he has anything to do with it. However, the last thing that I had had seen, as far as my really crappy research, was in January of 2020, there was a report that Taron Egerton, who played the gorilla in Sing.
Nice.
And also played, Elton John in that movie as well.
Oh,
yeah,
Rocket
yeah, yeah. Man. Yes, Rocket Man. Thank you, my son. And was going to play Seymour. Scarlett Johansson, who plays Black Widow.
That's going to be dope. That's going to
plays
be
Audrey. I don't know if she can carry a tune like Ellen Green, though, man.
I don't know if they're going to do it in the musical, though, man. They might be remaking the Sixties. Oh,
maybe. I don't know. I think it would be a miss if they didn't do the singing. Plus, Taron Egerton can sing his butt off, so I don't know why he wouldn't be involved in some kind of a musical. Mm. Anyway, and then one of Mom and I's favorite people on the planet.
I'm stoked for this.
Dude, a gentleman by the name of Billy freaking Porter may be playing the voice of Audrey too.
That's gonna be dope.
That voice that man has is freaking from the heavens, my dude, okay? He's just such a brilliant artist and even a better human being. And if this comes to fruition, which I really, really hope it does, I don't think you could pick a better person that was outside of Levi Stubbs, who just freaking slayed that role, right? And then your guy may be playing Oren. Chris Evans was rumored to be playing the evil dentist.
We have two Avengers. Yes. I'm here for it.
Oh, man. So anyway, that was the business side of the movie.
All right, now I'll be doing the important side of things. Thank you, sir.
No, I swear. I freaking swear.
I will say one thing. This podcast has given me a huge confidence boost.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, you heard me just saying what I did just now and never say that.
What?
On to the movie. Well, we open the movie with the first with the first number, mm-hmm. and we see the Greek chorus dancing in the rain, like, nut. Like, that's just the thing to do.
That's just what we're doing. I mean, no umbrella, no kind of overcoat, just in those beautiful gowns, mm-hmm. just singing.
And then we see Seymour in the basement, being the clumsy slob that he is. And then Audrey comes in late, which confuses me.
And she's kind of ducking Mr. Mushnick as well.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mushnick actually says Audrey's boyfriend might not be a nice boy. That's a bit of an understatement.
I was going to say, you can't tell by that flippin' shiner that she has, the poor lady?
The second number is Skid Row.
Uh-huh. Which, I mean, come on. Downtown.
No. Nope. When your life's a mess.
Yeah, you go downtown.
I don't remember the rest of the words. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. We should have practiced more because there's some freaking great songs on here.
I still have my favorite. And we'll talk about that movie later.
Absolutely. But I think maybe we have a little bit of a trauma from the Willy Wonka one. He's just singing so much in that one, dude.
Skid Row does not seem like the kind of place I would want to live personally, but everyone that lives there, like, start a band. Join Broadway. Do something.
Okay. Everyone is just sitting on bad times in Skid Row, but everyone can sing their butts off. Huh? Mm-hmm. And y'all ain't doing nothing with that talent. Y'all mm-hmm. just talking about this job you can't do. How come you're not singing professionally, y'all? Get out of Skid Row. Use your talents.
Rick and Audrey murder this song.
Yeah, they really did. And especially when they met at that part in the... on the corner of the street, right there, and they're just mm-hmm. belting their parts. Mm-hmm. I just gotta get out of Skid Row. Oh!
Nosh. Mr. Mushnick is threatening to close the shop, but Seymour thinks this strange and unusual plant he got might just save them. And it brings out its little super duper cute Audrey too.
Very cute.
I don't know if anyone understood me when I went in that really cute voice.
Well, I mean, it just deserves to be talked like that. This portion of the movie.
By the way, I'm going to call cheese on Audrey's voice.
Oh, on Audrey's Dude. Voice? What are you talking about? Like her little accent?
Like, it sounds, she just sounds like a Minnie Mouse.
You know what, man? You can't be hating on Miss Ellen Green, okay?
I'm not. I hope that's not her voice, because I feel horrible if that was her voice.
No, I think it's a choice. What do you give her voice? What's the ranking on that anti-blue cheese-o-meter?
You might not want to hang out with me again.
Oh, no. What are we going?
Extreme cheese!
The only way it should be said!
Christopher Guest does a cameo.
Yep, that's where he's...
Pretty nice.
I told you a little bit about Christopher Guest.
He was a famous director, you were telling me?
Yeah, he's done a lot of fantastic movies, dude. One of my favorite is, I think it's Dog Show. And, anyway, I'll show you his movies later on. He's brilliant.
And then I also think that the first edition Audrey 2 is a bit cheesy. He looks like just a lump of molded plastic. He looks like clay.
Wait a minute. We're going back-to-back cheeses right here?
Yes, we are. And that will also be an extreme cheese.
Okay, wait a minute. We're calling extreme cheese on Audrey's voice, which...
Understandable.
Okay, I might give you that one. But man, you're going to give no love on that amazing puppet?
No, I want to hug it. I want to kiss it. I want to love it.
It's okay, well, why are we calling cheese on it?
Because it doesn't look like a plant.
All right.
It looks like a big lump of plastic.
Fair enough.
I mean, and then the strange plant in Seymour's basement, I guess, or like strange plants are his hobby. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then there was this total eclipse because he was going to go to this dude that had strange plants where they were doing this dadu bit. Oh. And I said, chain dadu. kind of messed up.
No, dude, because the gentleman's name was Chang. He was a Chinese gentleman. His I believe it was called Chang's Flower Shop, was it right? But it was just great when the ladies were singing the little Dawoop song, and then he was like, I'm going down to this place to go buy a strange plant or something, that, and they go, Chang's Dawoop. Oh, man, that just kills me every time.
And then this random thing comes out of nowhere. It's like this green light sounds mm-hmm. like coming. And then he turns around. And I see this strange little plant. And I said, and I got him for $1.95. And I'm like, that sounds like a true New Yorker. And Rick Moranis isn't even a New Yorker. No. He's Canadian.
Yeah, he is Canadian. That's right.
And that just made me giggle. I mean, I'm sorry, but that is brilliant. And then Audrey 2 bringing in the business. Like, yeah. He's making money.
Yeah.
I'm calling cheese, though.
Wait a minute, we're going cheese again?
No, but I have good reason. Everyone is attracted by Audrey 2, right? So why not just buy Audrey 2? You can get it for $1.95.
Yeah. I'm sure you'd sell it for a profit now. But no, that's such a great point, Deej. All these people, first of all, all these people are coming down to Skid Row that got all this money. How are you not going to get robbed, first of all? You got all this loot. You're going to pay, like with Christopher Guest, for example, right? He goes in. He's like, I'll buy $50 worth of flowers. Bro, $50 in Skid Row? You just bought 15 apartments right now.
And, like, and then $100. You bought the whole place.
Yes, you bought the whole block. The whole block is yours. And then all of a sudden, these people are coming down to Skid Row, which is, according to the way they describe it, is a terrible, right, just a terrible place to live. And now you're coming to see this strange and wonderful plant just dropping loot all over the place. You don't tell me. You're coming all the way down. You know what? Fair enough. I second that cheese call. And we're going, extreme cheese.
Extreme cheese. I think I do it better.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Audrey 2 ends up looking really sick. And then we have our fourth musical number. And Rick sings in this song. Like, he kills it.
Yeah, he really, really does. I love this bit, too. And this is, like, his kind of standalone, like, away from somebody kind of carrying him. Like in Ellen Green, obviously. Yeah. And I think he kind of holds himself pretty good there, man. I'm not going to lie.
And then he picks up a rose and, like, his finger gets pricked.
Yes.
And starts, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Which, I mean, okay. Bro. What are you, a vampire? Why you suck your own blood like that? That's weird.
I think he was trying to, like, stop the blood, basically. Because, I mean, I know when I got cut. Matter of fact, I cut my finger last night with a knife. And I sat there and I was doing the same thing and then started laughing at myself, like, waiting for, like, Audrey 2 to be like...
Speaking of that, he tries to get the blood. I want to suck your blood. And then once I'm done, I will eat you.
Well, yeah. I mean, foreshadowing?
Maybe not. I don't know. Where were we going with that? It starts to grow. It becomes big. And then flash maybe a week or so later?
Yeah.
And then his fingers are covered in bandages.
Oh, is this where, getting ourselves?
Don't say yeah, because I want to say
okay,
it.
Okay.
So Audrey 2 sees this poor lady who's just sitting there, like, doing it with them, right? And then, Audrey 2 is a bit of a creep and tries to bite her badonkadonk.
Audrey 2's getting fresh with that poor gal. What is going on, man? Rick Moranis had a daggone near, like, rip his head backwards.
Excuse me, sir. You might need to relock my neck.
No, this is the scene where they're waiting outside of the,
and then
the radio station,
yeah,
right?
And then the John Candy cameo with the machine gun bit.
Yes!
That was good.
It's so good, man.
And then Mr. Mushnick got a plug on the show.
Yeah, he did. So he advertised. It's basically what he said. Yeah. Seymour advertised Mr. Mookney's flower shop. Yeah. But he didn't give out the address.
And then Audrey brings... So she has a great musical number which goes on for a little bit. I think when she goes to go see Mr. Mushnick, and then she goes back into her house.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's the one where I think Mr. Mushnick was trying to help her out, because she knows how much of a bad guy
she's her dating. Boyfriend
is. Yeah, exactly.
Which, unfortunately, someone likes his hair.
He's got good hair, okay? He's got good... We'll get to that, okay? Because that's my bit,
and dude. And then Audrey starts dreaming of a better life with Seymour, yeah, obviously.
That's right.
Apparently, that's just the dude.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you know. Well, Seymour's a nice guy.
He's all right. You know what I mean?
He's a heck of a guy, you know?
A washer, a dryer, and maybe an ironing machine. Dream big, sis.
Dream big, sis. Question. What's an ironing machine? Please explain that to me.
It's a little thing where you grab that thing and then you put it on the clothes and then it gets ironed.
So an iron?
Yes. Wait, no. What if it's like just a heated anvil?
It's just like a hot rock that they're pressed the clothes with.
But they like make it super fancy.
Yeah, with a handle. That's the fanciness of it.
A hot rock with a handle. What was this, the 60s?
Oh my gosh. Well, It kind of seemed like it was the 50s or 60s, right? Mm-hmm. It was anyway.
Or when the movie came out. Right. The OG one.
Right.
Which, by the way, that planet is greedy. He's sucking him dry.
Yeah, he really is.
He might lose a finger one day.
I'm telling you, like, Rick is looking, Seymour is looking a little pasty.
And then Audrey is a genius flower manager.
She's like the greatest flower arrangement of our flower arranger of all time, like, except... Wait a minute. No. I'm not saying it was better, but what bit are we talking about here? Because I don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
Oh, the bit where she throws the glitter on the lilies with the black bow?
Okay, please tell me you're being sarcastic, because this is the crappiest flower arranging I've ever seen in my life.
No, I think it's brilliant because it's a dude's funeral, or a gal, I don't know.
Okay, right.
Unbiased, right.
Fair enough. But hear me out, bro, okay? She grabbed like 5 lilies... Okay, threw it in a jar. Hold on. Threw it in a jar. And then she just chucked some glitter at it. Like,
it's
bowed.
Genius.
Or put on a black bow and say, here you go. First of all, how much was that arrangement? Okay, because Seymour freaking forgot that they needed to do the daggone arrangement in the first place, for crying out loud. How are you going to forget the man's funeral or woman's funeral? I don't know. That being said, how much was that? Because if that arrangement was $100 and or more... Mm-hmm. I want my money back. That was the worst crap I've ever seen in my life.
Anyways, Steve Martin, you can.
Oh, yeah, baby. Let's go.
The evil dentist is his bae, and he rides his motorcycle, and Dad is obsessed with this man's hair.
Okay, first of all, fantastic hair. Okay, he's got a sweet little, like, kind of elvish little pompadour.
Like,
great set of sideburns.
He looks like Superman with, like, that one single curl.
Okay, thank you very much. Dope leather jacket, right? But then the bit where he jumps off of his motorcycle, it keeps going forward for a second and then stops. He's like, ha-ha.
Okay, this guy is probably the... grandpa's daughter's grandpa of son of Elvis.
Look, let me tell you, man. I love this bit so much. Steve Martin is on level 150 with this part, okay? The song, fantastic. All right? His mom knew that this son of a gun...
was going to be a dentist.
...was the worst person on the planet, okay? Worst person on the planet. I'm talking about he's shooting puppies with BB guns.
Poisoning guppies.
He's poisoning guppies. DJ mom's like, you know what, son? Oh, you're going to be all right, because you're going to be a dentist.
By the way, this is every kid's version of a dentist. The definition of evil. The wicked spawn from the underworld. Hades' son, for all we know.
Yeah, every kid's got to have a vision of a dentist is Orin from freaking Little Shop of Horrors.
It is Steve Martin. It is definitively Steve Martin.
100%. Like, that's who, if you've seen this movie and you're a kid, the dentist is now Steve Martin. That's it. You're ruined. You're ruined.
Your mouth will be demonetized. Look, I just talk to talk, okay?
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Just talk to talk.
And then we have this shot where they shoot in from the mouth.
Okay. Yeah. I knew you said that when we were watching the movie. That was, to me, one of the most brilliant shots that I've ever seen. You have inside the mouth looking out to Steve Martin, and then I believe the ladies are behind him, right? And they're singing back up, obviously, because they're amazing. And then you had the dude also singing as well with the tongue and the mouth kind of. Okay, yeah, I can see it's kind of gross.
It was nasty.
Brilliant shot. I loved that shot, dude.
Oh, then again, I like Shin Godzilla. We all know how he looks.
Well, I mean, there you go. I mean, do we all know what Shin Godzilla looks like?
I've showed you the trailer.
I know you've shown me, but we're talking about the grander audience. Maybe not be as hip on Godzilla as you are, my son. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, look up Shin Godzilla because he actually does look kind of cool.
And then the way he enters the scene to pick up Audrey, I'm just like, where are you coming from?
Legendary entrance to pick up one's girlfriend, okay? All you hear is giggling in the background. Mm-hmm. And then the freaking Harley just coming out of nowhere, landing and stopping on a dime. Greatest entrance ever. Like, just one of the best.
Oh, that should have been the first entrance. I don't think that should have been a later entrance.
Yeah, I agree. But I think it definitely made a splash, and I thought it was definitely one of my favorite shots.
Hey, do you think this is a good time for a break?
Yes. I think this is a great time to take a break.
We'll see you back on Two Dudes Making Podcasts in a Closet.
Oh, so we're just changing the title now?
No. No, I just want to say that.
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. And we're back to my son being a complete troll, trying to convince me that Steve Martin's... can we call it a cameo? It's not a cameo, is
it? No, it's a small role.
A small role. Trying to convince me that he was the worst part of the movie.
I did not say that he was the worst part.
Oh, you didn't.
I said that he was a poo-poo duty head. And he was an extreme jerk.
Which is so funny that you call him a jerk, because he was in a movie called The Jerk, which is a freaking hilarious movie. I don't know if it stands up very well anymore, but it's definitely, definitely funny.
Well.
And you're wrong, because Steve Martin was brilliant. The choices of him being a quote-unquote jerk, which, I mean, yeah, quite frankly, he is. Because, you know, ladies and gentlemen.
But my dad just likes him because he has good hair.
We should touch on the fact that Oren, as a character, is a complete POS, okay? And ladies and gentlemen that are adults will probably know what that acronym stands for.
I think I might know as
well. But he is the worst, most vile human being on the planet, because you don't put hands on women, son. Mm-mm. You just don't do it.
You treat them with respect.
You know what I mean? Now, Steve Martin.
No, I'm saying Oren, I know you are. Character.
No, you're absolutely right.
Steve Martin's a generally pretty good dude.
No, Seymour's fantastic, but like.
No, I said Steve Martin.
Or excuse me, Steve Martin. Yes, Steve Martin was brilliant in the role as Oren. Mm-hmm. Oren as an individual in this story, complete crap head, the worst person. Anyway. Please continue.
I will continue.
I will continue.
Oh, wait. We just covered the bit. Because he is a complete doodoo head.
Yeah.
Oren is a complete doodoo head.
Yeah, he is. He really is the worst. He really is
and
the worst.
And then Audrey, too, is huge now. And Seymour looks like he is Dracula now. He is the most pale of pale. He is the sun.
He just blends right in. Wait a minute, hold on. He's the sun? Like, the sun's a very bright and very luminous thing. The man is just melting into the walls, okay?
he is like one speck of the steam puff marshmallow. Yeah. You know what I mean. Not steam puff. Stay puffed.
Stay puffed, yes.
Feed me. Must be blood. Must be fresh. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Got a little dark there. Must be blood. Must be fresh.
No, don't finish that sentence. That is dark.
Feed me, Seymour.
By the way, it's my favorite song.
Yes.
Because Audrey 2 is my favorite character in this movie. I'm a big monster person. You cannot change my mind.
No, I mean, it's you know what? It has to go up on, like, the Mount Rushmore of monster movies.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, and compete with Godzilla. Kong's is in five? Fifth?
You're gonna need to calm down, sir. What? Okay? Kong is king for a reason. Okay, number one.
His name is Godzilla. God, duh. Emphasis on the God.
Oh, you know what, man? You know what? We can have this argument. We should just make a separate podcast of just you and me arguing. Like, coming out with, like, receipts, okay? I'm coming out with visual aids that will help no one listening to the podcast at all. But I'm telling you.
Kong sucks. Yes, you're so right.
I swear to goodness, I'm going to have to go back to Tucson and be like, here, take him back, okay? Don't know if I want him anymore. Do I get a return policy?
No, because Mom gave birth to me.
Well, this is true.
What do you want to do, push me back?
No, I don't think your mom would appreciate that too much.
Anyways.
Shout out, Mom.
Oh, well, shout out, Mom. We love you. This puppet. This is like, I'm just amazed. Like, this is the kind of thing where it's like, Dark Crystal and this movie have a lot in common. The puppeteers try to flex.
Oh, it's 100% flexing. That's all they're doing is like, I'm a master of my craft. Watch me work and animate this ridiculously large puppet. By the way, is gorgeous. Just the whole design around Audrey 2 is just beautiful.
Dude, there was this really cool vinyl figure.
Okay.
Of Audrey 2.
Like a pop figure?
No, it wasn't a pop. It was this company that usually did like Godzilla figs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But it was like this really cool vinyl figure. It looked like a purple rainbow.
Really?
Dude, it was so beautiful. But there's a very limited number.
Oh, I bet.
Because apparently the owner of the company didn't mass produce this.
Oh, because...
He was the person that made it.
Oh, it was like a single person making these things?
Yeah, it was the dude that made the company. And he just started, like, I think he made a lot. He used, like, some of his machines.
Okay.
When all the people were gone. I think he pumped out, like, around 3,000.
And then that was it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How big was it? Was it big like a pop or, like, a little bit bigger?
It was around the size of my King of the Monsters little vinyl. It was a couple inches shorter.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, it was a
that would have been cool to get, man.
The mouth was articulated.
Really?
Like, it went back. Oh, it was awesome.
Like, you can do the whole Feed Me Seymour with the mouth and whatnot?
But, dude, it was like $50.
$50, DJ?
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Because now I'm just, like, turned off. That's the worst. Oh, my gosh, how expensive. That's just too expensive.
And I checked the other day, and they were all sold out. Pretty much didn't exist.
Oh, is that right? I'm sure you can find them on eBay for some exorbitant amount of money, for crying out loud. Like,
take this golden PS5 that doesn't exist for $3 million.
Yeah, along with this pop figure, or not pop figurine, but...
Vinyl.
Yeah, vinyl. Anyway, go ahead.
And then Audrey 2 starts makes Seymour witness Audrey getting hurt by the dentist.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
He starts going Super Saiyan, just like, yeah!
He does rage. He definitely rages for sure,
32
dude.
Minutes later.
Like, 5 episodes later.
Although, 100%, that's like every Dragon Ball Z episode ever. Like, it takes him 5 episodes to become a Super Saiyan, and then...
And I was talking to Uncle... I was talking to Uncle Mel about this, too. And I was like, yo, my guy, why is it taking 72 episodes for that dude to throw one punch? Like, I would have already punched the guy 97 times. Like, by the time he got over his little deal. Everyone's just watching him scream. I don't get it. And
but
of course,
then we started watching it together, and it's amazing.
Oh, no, it really, really is good. And then, of course, you know, Uncle Melvin says, like, something, you know, just completely intelligent and just, like, makes sense of it all. And it's just like,
brain.
All right, fine.
Build up suspense.
I know. Just, you know, makes sense, dude. That's fine. I'm trying to knock holes in his stuff, and he's just knocking holes in my holes, for crying out loud.
And then Rick Moranis and Levi Stubbs, who plays Audrey 2, slayed that singing
bit. Feed Me Seymour. You know what? It's interesting. I can understand why Mean Green got the mm-hmm. Academy nod, for sure. But Feed Me Seymour is mm-hmm. a fantastic song. It had to be up for consideration for an Oscar as well.
At least.
Yeah, it was a really, really good song.
By the way, sorry people who have headphones. 3, you...
No, you do it.
2, 1. Bill Murray!
Bill Murray, ladies and gentlemen, only second to Steve Martin in this movie.
The ultimate Ghostbuster.
I mean, True. Very true.
Egon second.
I liked Egon too. Okay. But let's get back to Bill Murray. Because, first of all, that entire stuff that he did on screen was all ad-lib. Mm-hmm. Completely ad-lib.
He improvised all of that?
Improvised like, even, all of that,
Deej. Like, even the weird bit, you know what I'm talking about?
No. Yeah, absolutely. When he's kind of making it a little bit more than it should be, enjoying it maybe just a tad bit more than he should have been, that whole bit was not in the script. He just showed up to work and just did all of that on his
That's
own, dude.
Brilliant.
Which just adds more to the brilliance. And to be honest with you, son, I may have to say, mm-hmm. because this is probably... I haven't seen this movie a lot, mm-hmm. 10 or 15 times. That being said, watching it this time around, mm-hmm. Bill Murray might be better than Steve Martin in this movie. Dude.
I can already agree with that.
I mean, for the what? 5 minutes, 7 minutes that he's on screen is non-stop giggles. It's non-stop.
And in this movie, sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine.
Sick.
Yeah. Oh, he's a very sick man. And wasn't he even talking about stories about how he goes to other dentists just randomly to get work done on him? Like, a sick, sick man. So much so that the sickest man in the movie mm-hmm. kicks him out and calls him a sick man.
But, like, before that, because we skipped a little bit ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
He did all the prep work for him, right?
Oh, that's right.
And then he starts telling him the dentist... of stories and everything. Seymour with this, and by the way, Seymour walks in with this little pathetic revolver.
He does. He has a little piece on him, man. He's like, I want that smoke, son.
Fatality. And then, obviously, as you heard Dad quite frankly spoil.
You know what? My bad.
Steve Martin is upset, and Bill Murray gets kicked out. He doesn't get the... What's that little thing that people use to, like, you know how sometimes in the cartoons they pull people out?
Like a little hook. Mm-hmm. Like a little Bo Peep hook.
Well, what he did is made the world's largest robot boot and kicked him off the face of the earth. And he was never seen again.
He was never seen again.
And then Seymour comes in to, quote unquote, get his appointment. And then... I don't like this next bit, but Steve Martin takes this gas. I guess it's a Laffy gas that...
Yeah, it's nitrous oxide. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's what dentists use for their patients, not for themselves.
And he's using it to make himself laugh. And audience, kids, you might not want to hear this. What happens when he...
Oh, well, first of all, he looks like Bane.
He looks like a low budget Bane.
That's right. With the whole, I thought the apparatus looks mm-hmm. cool, but then somebody broke the nozzle,
and then he suffocates.
Well, he doesn't suffocate. He gets overgassed.
Yeah.
Let's just say that. But the whole time,
he's laughing.
Seymour is just watching him with die,
like, with,
dude.
With like this little puny guy, I'm like, bro. Just stop. Make it quick.
Yeah.
And I'm just in here like, bro, like, yeah, he's not a great person, but might get fast.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're kind of making him suffer. Like, you could have just shot him and got over with. But, I mean, if I was in Seymour's position, mm-hmm. not gonna lie, I'd watch him die too. Especially if he's hurting the girl that I'm trying to get.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it.
Although, then again, I'm not like you, so I wouldn't do something like that.
This is also very true. You're a good boy with a big heart. Mm-hmm. Me, I have a black soul and black heart.
No, I'm saying, if I saw someone messing around with a girl that I liked, I would whoop his booty.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm a good person.
You're about that life then.
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm with it. I am with it.
And Seymour dropping the body down the stairs, I'm like, everybody's singing here about... stuff, and no one notices this man bring down heavy metal. How is no one hearing this?
Hold on, bro. He drops him down the stairs, number one. Okay? But then I'm sitting there like, this is how people just get down a skid row. Okay?
We're just dragging bodies through the middle of the streets and everyone's just singing, going about their daily, just, you know, picking up some meat from the deli and whatnot while the guy's just randomly kicking down a dead body down the daggone main avenue. Just crazy stuff.
And then Seymour gets bullied into, getting a little dirty with an axe on the body.
Oh, yeah, buddy. I believe Audrey, too, was sitting there kind of telling him.
Like, boy, I can't eat this whole, you dingus, I need this boy chopped.
Chop him up. What do? You don't chop him up. I'm sorry. I'm out. I'm running.
I mean, at that point, I would have just been like, Here's your axe. I'm going to go run. I'm going to grab Audrey, and I'm never going to see you again.
The last person on this earth I would have ever bet money on somebody doing some devious stuff like that would be Seymour. I would never bet money on Seymour just being that guy.
No, you know what I mean? Because he's like an all right dude.
This is what I'm talking about. And now you got this guy in the back alley, DJ.
Feed me, Seymour.
Feed me.
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me all night.
Get it, boy.
Thank you.
Get
thank
it,
you.
Boy. That's what I'm talking about.
Now, time for Dad's favorite part of a podcast. Would this movie be better with a class on it? And the answer is always...
No.
Dad, my man.
No.
Are you sane? I need to give you the smacky smacks?
No, Deej, I'm telling you right now, bro. We don't need it.
Well, too bad.
No, hold on. Wait. The soundtrack is perfect. We don't need to add a Clash song
here.
Well,
let's make it more perfect.
Okay, I'm not mad at that. That's brilliant.
And plus, I kind of already made it up.
Oh, you did.
I made it up.
Oh,
yes.
You picked the song this week. Okay, and what did we pick for this part?
Somebody got murdered. Because somebody did get murdered.
Oh. Slow clap. I'm talking Rudy. I'm talking Remember the Titans. Slow clap, me. That's what I'm talking about. Somebody got murdered. Oh, dude. That was really good.
Thank you. What? And then Mr. Mushnick clocks his shadow of Seymour doing something he's not supposed to.
Oh, that's right.
And I think that he did see him, so we should probably just leave it at that.
You think that... I think...
Just because of later events.
Right, because Mr. Mushnick... didn't see him actually doing it. I think he just saw the shadow.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, but I just, you know, honestly, I think that's just my opinion. But, you know, I think we'll find out later on, like, what if he knew or if he saw or not.
Fair point. Audrey 2 is scarily happy, so...
Well, yeah, I mean...
We're doomed.
I mean, she just got fed, you know, some delicious morsel of dentistry, so I'm sure...
I'm sure he would be minty fresh.
Oh, maybe with a little bit of scope. Maybe.
And maybe just a good amount of insane. And the way Audrey just comes in, and then how she's so confused about the whole situation, like, where's my boyfriend?
Oh, yeah, because I think it was the next morning, the cops were talking to her, right? Yeah.
And then the ninth musical number, jeez, there's so many in this movie.
Oh, this is where, Ellen Green just goes off right here,
dude. She goes
to
town.
Yeah,
here,
man,
bro.
She's unbelievably awesome in this number.
And then, obviously, Seymour just got done chopping up the boyfriend.
Right.
So he's like, "I got my shot."
Yeah, he's like, "Man, look, I just got done chopping up your boyfriend. I'm gonna shoot my shot now."
Rick gets after it too, though.
I think so too. Yeah. I think he kind of, you know, I mean, obviously she's just absolutely slaying this song, but I think, you know, Rick Moranis is...
Yeah, he's keeping up.
Yeah, he's doing a little bit. He's doing his thing there. Can't be mad at him.
And then the kiss.
Oh, whatever. Get over it, dude.
It's
okay?
Disgusting.
Oh, whatever. You know, Mushy Mushy is going to come in, bro, okay?
Anyways, Mr. Mushnick totally saw Seymour doing it.
Yeah, well... Right, but I think he said that he just saw...
He had an idea of what he did.
Right. Because of, like, little identifying marks or like...
red spots on the walls exactly. And stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, then again, how do you think that? He might have just brought a raw pig down there and started chopping it up.
Well, I think the shadow may be a little telling when he was kind of peeping in on him as well.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? You don't kind of pick like
Plus,
that.
I think Mr. Mushnick also knows that the dentist is missing as well. So I think he's kind of putting two and two together.
He's like, well, I have this puzzle piece and I have this puzzle. Rick, what did you do?
Oh, man. Doesn't Mr. Mushnick pull like a gun?
Yeah, he pulls like a full-on gun. He's like, put it on his chest. And I'm like, okay, a little too far.
Well, I think he starts like saying that he's going to turn him into the cops, right?
Mm-hmm. Or they can get up and leave since he's technically his son.
Who?
Well, kind of his son, because he kind of raised him.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, kind of like a surrogate son. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Levi Stubbs like doing some great background vocals. Like, it's kind of hard to hear.
Yeah. I think this is song number 10 that's coming in right here.
Mm-hmm. And then as Dad said, he pulled the gun.
Right.
And then but Rick he won't say anything.
Well, I think he's saying, I think this part here is where Mr. Mushnick, I think they're up on the top now, coming out of the basement, right? And then mm-hmm. I think they're kind of talking about, well, maybe I won't say anything. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can get out of here, but I need to keep the plant, and you got to tell me how to keep it alive, right?
And then Seymour walks him back right into the mouth of the plant, and he was never seen again. Seymour is now an official serial killer. Cops, you know where to get him.
He is. He's official serial killer now. But can we talk about the ladies, the Greek chorus, mm-hmm. singing, what was that background? They were singing something in the background there. I put it in the notes right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was this, like, the supper time.
Yes, that's right.
Like, doing that creepy background vocal.
Yes, supper time.
No, I'm just gonna... Is there an exit?
Oh, man, that was super creepy.
And then Seymour's now getting all the opportunities. He owns the shop now.
Yep, that's right. He starts getting a little bit popular.
Popular. You did the better one there.
That's fine.
Audrey, too, was ginormous. And how many people do you think it took to, like, Aubrey just the mouth alone?
Like, as far as the puppets?
But yeah,
or the puppeteers? Mm-hmm. I have no idea. Because I think I said in the beginning that like at its largest... Right. It was 60 that operated her, dude, which is just...
Is it a boy or a girl? It's really hard to tell. It's a dude singer doing it.
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, it is a dude singing it.
But he sings a lot of things that make me think it's a girl. Because he says, I'm a big green mother from outer space.
Right, and... Her name is Audrey, too. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if they can determine... I mean, I'm sure they can determine the sex of a plant. Mm-hmm. But I would say that it's a girl.
Okay. Well, I feel bad about saying that, then.
That's no big deal.
And then Seymour asks Audrey to marry him.
Yep, that's right.
And I'm like, okay, I see where you're going. You're trying to get a house, get off town. Fly to Mars.
Oh, yeah.
Ask Elon Musk. Well,
I think anything... that's very funny. I think anything they can do to get the heck out of Skid Row, man. I think they're just trying to get out of here. Plus, she wants, you know, the mm-hmm. the little, you know, house with the picket fence and, you know, 2.5 kids and whatnot, whatever that means.
What is 2.5 kids?
I think it's like 2 and 1 on the way, maybe? Like, I don't know. Or maybe a dog. Who knows?
Nobody knows. And then the master puppet work, just like, oh, it's so good.
Especially at its largest, mm-hmm. dude. It's just, I mean, supreme flexing by the puppeteers, dude, for sure.
You saw how long it was for the bit just to get him to the payphone?
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, you're probably going to be mad at me. Call cheese on the payphone.
Call it You're calling actual cheese on the payphone? Dude, I'm not mad at that. It's fine. It's ancient technology. I miss payphones, though. You know, I found there's actually a working payphone where we live. There's a gas station by HEB that still has a working payphone.
Oh, that's rad.
Yeah, that's crazy. I have no idea that they actually still existed.
Well, actually, there's ways how to get a free pay, but I don't want to say it because it's old school. We couldn't do it today.
What's the rating on the cheese for the payphone?
I'd say a good stinky gorgonzola.
Okay, all right, that's fair. I like it.
And then Audrey 2 calls the original Audrey and starts to sing, and Audrey's just like, what? Am I dreaming?
Yeah, she looks out the window and sees that it's talking.
And then she runs over, and then Audrey 2 starts being very naughty by trying to flirt.
Flirt to maybe get a little...
Num-nums?
A little tasty morsel? A little Audrey 1 deliciousness?
Although then again, he might... Or it might just be doing it just because to get rid of the original Audrey. There can only be one.
Like, are we having like a Highlander moment? There can only be one Audrey.
That would be good.
That's hilarious.
And then she starts being consumed.
Yes, and then she does. Seymour
comes at the last minute and then just yoinks her right out.
It was a little bit of a struggle, well, but yes. Yeah. Definitely finally gets her out.
Audrey loves Seymour even more after that his plant tried to kill her?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Yeah, like...
At that point, I'm like, boy, bye.
Like, not only did you kill my boyfriend, which I'm not completely mad at, but I'm still kind of feel guilty about, but your plant tried to eat me, bro. I don't want this relationship no more. I'm out.
I mean, jeez, that's deep. I'm like... I have respect for her right now that she's still even talking to that man. And then the Jim Belushi cameo.
Belushi. Yeah.
Belushi, my bad.
Oh, it's no worries.
And he was basically talking about Audrey 2 is everywhere. And
yes.
Like, well, world domination. Wonderful.
Yeah, it's like, no, I don't want it. This is a terrible idea. We don't need little Audreys everywhere. Audrey 2's everywhere.
We would like hula hoops to be the bigger thing.
Yeah, but she's like, I can sell more of these than hula hoops, which is just crazy because, like, I mean, who's buying hula hoops? Maybe in the 50s that was big, but not anymore, partner.
And then Seymour ends up having to kill Audrey 2 and tells Audrey to wait for him. And I'm just like, okay, bro, just tell Audrey... Get in someone's car, I don't care who it is.
Yep.
Drive to some little place. Call me. Tell me where you are.
Yep.
I'll call you if I'm still alive.
Because, you know, daddy got to handle some business, okay? And it ain't going to be pretty.
And then apparently, they did want world conquest.
Yeah. So, I want to say, actually, you know what? I'll save it for the end because I want to tell you something.
Do you think Jim Belushi... His character was actually a plant and was trying to market that?
No, I think he was just a businessman and saw an opportunity to make loads of cash and was trying to kind of just sell Audrey 2s everywhere. Because obviously, you know, Mushnick's flower shop made tons of money just advertising Audrey 2. I think he just saw the dollar signs, basically.
I'm still surprised no one has bothered to buy it yet. Well, when that's what's advertising it.
I'm not trying to buy that
people
thing.
Are dumb.
Now that I know what it is, I don't.
And Levi Stubbs destroyed this next song.
Like, I think this was Mean Green Mother, right?
Mm-hmm.
This song, you know why it got nominated for an Oscar. It's just a phenomenal rocking song, man.
It's
Chef's Kiss. 100%, my dude.
And then... Obviously, all the backup singers are in the background, which is really funny.
Right.
And then Audrey 2 brings, like, the whole place down. Just, like, I think he, like, broke something.
I think she, like, I know she was doing some damages to the wall or something like that. And then that one final punch brought the whole structure down. Mm-hmm. And totally, we think, killed Seymour.
Well, until Seymour lives! Big plot twist.
Right, a big plot twist, yes. The hero survived.
That's like some stuff from, like, Die Hard. Like, you think he gets dead because the entire building explodes. Turns out he's okay. Because he landed on a trampoline.
Just okay. He's lost probably about all of his blood. But, you know, he's fine. Yeah. It's whatever.
Yeah. He'll get it back.
So, like, every single brick just fell down on freaking Seymour's head. But no, he's fine. Oh, we don't have to worry about concussion protocol or anything like
that's
that like at all.
That's some Mario stuff right there. And then he grabs some electronic cable and electrocutes Audrey, too.
Mm-hmm. What a way to go out, man.
And then explodes.
Yeah, totally just blows up. That's right.
And then suddenly, he appears out of rubble, and Audrey is just like, yeah!
Yeah, he made it, man. He made it.
And then we flash to a little house that they got together, mm-hmm. and I call cheese. Not on the house. All of that looks real. The skybox.
The skybox? What do you mean?
The cloud.
Oh, like the background
like,
itself?
Yeah, it looks like a giant piece of wood.
No, it's a total set. It's a total so just, yeah, it's bad. No, okay, that's fine. I agree with that.
And then we see we see Audrey 3 in the garden with a cute little smile.
Yeah, we do see a little cheeky smile there, little Audrey 3. It's not good. We need to kill it right now or world domination. Which, by the way, mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say there actually was an alternate ending to this film where Audrey 2 actually dominated, like, the world. And had, like, little spores that grew up to, like, help, like, dominate, you know, mm-hmm. The world. And, like, there was, like, a final battle in New York City at, like, the Statue of Liberty or something like that. And I can't remember. I was doing a little bit of research about it, and I didn't put it in my notes. However, I did remember reading it, and I thought that would have been interesting. And I think there might even be, like, that scene somewhere, mm-hmm. like, maybe on YouTube or something. Mm-hmm. But anyway, what'd you think of the movie, man?
I thought it was great. And then seeing Audrey 3 at the end made me think of my Audrey 3.
Yeah, that's right. I remember I got you a Venus flytrap that didn't
make it.
Yeah, didn't do too well, did it? That was, I think we just didn't take care of it. Which, luckily, maybe a good thing, because maybe would have created some world domination
After watching this movie, I know this is about to sound really mean. Kind of happy it's dead. I mean, I loved it if it wasn't a monster, but I'm kind of worried now.
That's so funny. Well, that, like I said, guys, that's the movie. We are so glad that we're back. How do you feel about being back, the Deej?
And we'll hopefully be back on schedule, and hopefully the episodes will be at a good stay time.
Yeah, I think moving forward, we shouldn't have many obstacles ahead of us to keep us back mm-hmm. on track for the Monday releases for our podcast. But of course, you know, life happens, and we will try to keep you up to date on that on IG, of course. And I think that's it, man. Remember? Go ahead.
Do you want to tell them what movie we're going to watch next?
So, yes, I would. However, we're kind of up in the air, guys, because this is our 10th movie we're about to cover, which is kind of a big deal.
How about this? We'll ask the people to pick it.
Okay. All right, cool. Guys, I think we will go ahead and probably put a list of 3 movies out on our IG. We would very much like you to vote for which movie you would like us to cover for the 10th movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we will post it, the movie that was picked, on either Friday or Saturday. And look forward to talking to you guys on Monday.
All right. See ya.
And remember, guys, be kind. And
smile at someone today, because you never know what's going on during this crazy time. Excuse me. Adios. See you next time.
Go Austin FC!